Live. We will take your calls about whatever you want. We're launching into the third hour of the program here. We're live 7 nights a week. You can join us every single night at 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time. That's our live time. So if you're listening to us at a different time, wherever you are, you can always call during our live show and talk to us about whatever you want. And then you can listen to yourself later on. We're on over 140-some radio stations coast to coast. And hopefully we'll be adding a few more here soon. You can join us on the phones, 855-450-FREE. We've got Skype as well. Skype on into the show at username lrn.fm. To continue, Johnny Ray, you were sharing with us a story in the last hour for our listeners just tuning in. The director of the CDC, Centers for Disease Control, he says e-cigarettes are evil. And what else does he have to say?
E-cigarettes are a tobacco product, he says.
Which is ridiculous.
Which is 100% contradicted by Ian Freeman. Actually, the story goes on to say, the battery-operated devices do not burn tobacco. Instead, as my colleague Monty Morin reported, they heat nicotine, propylene glycol, and glycerin into a vapor, which is inhaled by the user. And so, Ian, are you telling me that the tobacco, the nicotine that they get is not derived from...
I don't know about that. Maybe they are somehow...
Is Marinol a marijuana product? Once you've extracted something, is aspirin a birch bark product? It depends on how you talk about it. I think that calling an e-cigarette a tobacco product could be intended to be speaking the truth, but at the same time, it could be intended to sort of smear the truth. It doesn't have all the consequences. Well, I'm sorry. At this point, science hasn't proven that it has the consequences of cigarettes because you're not combusting tobacco. You're combusting some glycol, vaporizing some glycol. You don't necessarily even have to have nicotine in it. So the claim that young people are using e-cigarettes may not be true that they are in fact using nicotine, that every one of them is using nicotine. As a matter of fact, I would venture to say that some of them are not. I know I have used an e-cigarette that did not have nicotine in it.
So, I'm not a chemist, so I don't know for sure about any of this stuff, but I just did go and look at nicotine on Wikipedia, and there is some information here about synthesizing it, so maybe it's possible to get it in other ways besides
I don't know why you would when you can get it most efficiently through tobacco, but I know that there's nicotine in tomatoes.
Thank you, Dr. Edge.
Really? Really?
Yes, that's something nicotine in tomatoes. I'll look that up for you.
There's nicotine in tobacco. There's not nicotine in tomatoes,
though. What is a tomaco?
It's a genetically modified crop that is a combination of nicotine and tomatoes. And you
tomaco.
Eat them. Yeah, tobacco. You eat the tobacco, and it satisfies your nicotine addiction.
For real?
You not familiar with it?
No, that sounds amazing.
Never heard of it. It is. It's an
Have
amazing
you tried
technology.
One before?
No, I've only seen them on TV.
20 pounds of eggplant is equivalent to one cigarette there, here according to HuffingtonPost.com. So there are vegetables that seem to have... I don't know if eggplant's a vegetable or fruit, but that have nicotine in it.
Tobacco is something from The Simpsons. It's not real.
No, you're right. It's not real. That's probably where... there's nicotine in eggplant, Mark? Is that what you said?
The eggplant and tomatoes and potatoes.
All right.
Nice.
Still, Frieden rattled off 5 reasons why e-cigarettes are as dangerous as tobacco cigarettes.
He's just trying to help the children.
If they get another generation of kids more hooked on nicotine and more likely to smoke cigarettes, that's more
Why
harm
would that
than
be true?
Good, he said.
That's the big scare. Now, I know that's one of 5 reasons, but just to stop on the first one,
yeah.
Why would that be true? All the evidence is that the e-cigarettes get people out of smoking cigarettes. They help people stop smoking cigarettes. Why would someone who starts with an e-cigarette who has this variety of flavor available to them, you want vanilla, you want mint, you want cherry, whatever, why would they want to go down to fewer choices, more difficult usage? It's more difficult to inhale smoke than it is to inhale vapor. It doesn't make sense to me.
When I was younger, I used to smoke when I'd go out to bars. I'd get the Marlboro Ultralight. I wanted the lightest nicotine I could get because I wanted the experience of smoking while, you know, drinking a beer or having a drink or whatever, because I like that sort of feeling of the inhaling, what they call the throat hit.
When you say you were younger, you were in prison for 9 years. So
okay.
What period of time?
So when I was from 28 to 32.
So after prison. I didn't know if you were going into bars at age 17 or whatever.
No.
Okay.
I certainly smoked when I was 17, but yeah. I basically did it because other friends gave me the opportunity to smoke.
So you went into bars.
It's impossible to get a throat hit from a Marlboro Ultralight, Mark.
Fine. You're as a real smoker. I get what you're saying. However, I had the experience of inhaling something different than air when I was smoking a Marlboro Ultralight. And, with these e-cigarettes, a couple of years ago, I had the opportunity to get one and have one, and I'd go out every once in a while if I went out to a bar, and I would smoke the e-cigarette. And this was, for me, a great experience because it had no nicotine in it, and it just had the glycol, and I would sort of get the experience of smoking while drinking and still be able to be indoors.
I thought you were using ultralights.
I was having when I get them, I had the ones that had no nicotine.
Zeros.
And when I couldn't, I would get the ones that had the least amount of nicotine. Because a little bit of nicotine, it really isn't a problem. I never felt like this, I want to smoke again thing. Because it's different than a cigarette.
You mean I want to vape again?
Or even vape again, or whatever. I just didn't have that experience because it never made me want to smoke again. As a former smoker, I didn't have that, I want to smoke again feeling.
So to clarify, you had quit smoking. You then started with an e-cigarette.
Yes.
And it did not reinitiate your desire to smoke, what you're saying.
That's correct, because the experience of it is different. You don't get that sort of hit of nicotine all at once. It sort of assimilates more slowly through the e-cigarette. So basically the nicotine would give me a low headache. I'd stop and it would just sort of, that feeling would go away and I wasn't interested anymore.
Yeah, I don't think that that e-cigarettes, I think I have less experience than even you, Mark.
But you smoke cigarettes.
I have before, yeah.
Okay. Oh, I thought you did smoke. Okay.
You currently are not a cigarette smoker?
No.
Okay.
No.
You're dipped, though, right?
Correct. Yep, that's right. So the smoking those cigarettes, though, it's a powerful experience to take a hit of regular cigarette smoke, and I equate that to the gin and that was sold during Prohibition, that it's just harder and it's a more powerful hit and it's going to get you more addicted than an e-cigarette will. E-cigarettes seem milder to me.
Mm-hmm.
That you can smoke them on airplanes.
No, you can't. Not anymore.
Oh, okay.
You could probably get away with smoking one if you were cautious, or vaping. I keep using the term
meaning
smoking.
You would suck it in, hold it until the vapor just dissipated completely, and then sort of blew it out.
Yeah, and I don't know if how you go into an airplane bathroom, and they got the special smoke detectors in there? I don't know if those will detect vapor. I don't expect that they would. I could be wrong about that, and I wouldn't want to be the test case to try to find that out.
Yeah, I'm not interested in that.
Well, you could do what Mark's saying, is you could conceal a vaporizer in your backpack or something like that, and then take a toke off of it while no one's looking or whatever. Try to secret a toke while you're in your seat, but odds are good you'll have better luck if you're sitting in the bathroom.
I think you'd be better off with nicotine gum in that circumstance.
Yeah.
Because it's going to provide you with the nicotine while, you're in the air.
Sure.
Yeah. I mean, this isn't one of those instances where you're going to vaporize for the pleasure of vaporizing. It's going to be one of those because I have to have some.
You're an addict. Right. Yeah.
And the best bet at that point is the nicotine gum. Just pop it in your mouth, take a bite, hold it, and let the nicotine sort of soothe you, and then do your thing.
I think the argument here is that e-cigarettes are a milder smoking experience. You can have them be flavored. So because of that, because regular cigarettes are harsher than an e-cigarette, that will make these e-cigarettes more palatable for new smokers, and you're going to recruit more youngsters than otherwise would be recruited because of the gentle nature of the e-cigarette.
Because it doesn't have the same stigma attached to it as a cigarette?
Yeah, but I'm not buying it. Addiction is...
Well, I could see that maybe being the case in certain cases, but I don't see it being very likely that the people who start, the teenagers who start using e-cigarettes, will downgrade essentially to cigarettes. Why do they do that? Maybe some would, but it doesn't make sense. More on the way. Free Talk Live.
All right, hold on, hold on. We've got to interrupt the regularly scheduled stuff for just a minute. I've got to tell you about this because it's weird. It'll make sense. What if I told you that eating this one weird spice could actually help you reverse diabetes? I know, it's crazy, right? Well, if you or somebody you care about has diabetes or pre-diabetes or metabolic syndrome, you've got to check out this video. It's free. You may have heard about this. People who've tried it say that they've been able to normalize their blood sugar, stop taking their diabetes meds, and their doctors are all for it. So what is it? What's behind this? Well, the company says it's a natural drug-free approach to reversing diabetes, and they say that it works in as little as 4 weeks, and it all starts with this one weird kitchen spice you probably have in your kitchen right now. So you should check out the free video and see for yourself. It's at weirdspice55.com. So write that down. It's weirdspice55.com. Weirdspice55.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Just dial in toll free here at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Or Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. We'll continue with more of the critique of e-cigarettes from the director of the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control. We'll continue with that in a moment. Also going to your phones, your phone calls here in a moment as well. First, I want to tell you about freedomsphoenix.com. If you've been to freetalklive.com, you know
know that our website works in a way that you can actually create the content. You submit news stories or whatever it is that you find on the internet. Other listeners can vote them up or down depending on how they feel about it. At freedomsphoenix.com, you also get great liberty-oriented news, but it's more curated in a in an editorial fashion. They've got an editor there who selects from various different submissions and decides what to put there at freedomsphoenix.com. There's always a huge bunch of news on a variety of different topics. They cover the lies that lie between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we have with coercive governments. They offer up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go now to freedomsphoenix.com and sign up for their free daily dispatch. That's freedomsphoenix.com. Crichton is on the line in Kentucky. Crichton, what's on your mind tonight on Free Talk Live?
Well, I had a kind of weird experience earlier today. I wanted to talk about it. I know you guys don't exactly agree with this position. You know, you take the position that citizenship is a social contract that for which there isn't actual performance. Basically, that a citizen is someone who is promised safety, protection, in exchange for loyalty.
That's correct. That's what a citizen is defined as.
And I believe that once upon a time that was more true than it is now. And I was hit with a perfect example. In 1908, a book was published by Lord Baden-Powell. It was called Scouting for Boys, A Handbook for Instruction in Good Citizenship. It was the very book that started the worldwide Cub Scout, Boy Scout movement, including the United States. And this particular individual was a lieutenant general in India prior to writing this book. And he wrote this book on the belief that his own philosophy was that was the agreement that citizens should expect some level of protection for their loyalty, mm-hmm. and that the same citizens should participate in that same protection of their own society. He was very proud of being English, and he very much understood why Americans were very proud of being Americans, and Australians were very proud of being Australians, and so forth. And he wrote this book, and it became a movement of its own right. It obviously, we know historically, it became very, very huge. And I was reading the book, that particular book, last night.
And the book's called what? I'm sorry, I missed that.
Scouting for Boys. A Handbook
Scouting for Boys.
Okay.
A Handbook for Instruction in Good Citizenship.
Yep.
And I was reading it specifically because I was considering giving it to my own son. Because I agree with his old-fashioned position that even though that's not really true intellectually, we know that that's not completely true. That's a good goal to the old-fashioned chivalry and self-reliance and these kinds of things are good principles to base a man's life on, better than some other choices. Well, I was reading the preface to this book last night, written by this actual individual, Robert Baden-Powell, and he was very open about his Christian belief and his preference for chivalry and etc. And I was thinking to myself that this was published in 1908, and in 2014. This man wouldn't have been a lord knighted by his country. He would have been in jail. And today I was struck by the news article that confirmed that for me. A candidate in Britain for the Australian Parliament, for the European Parliament, was arrested for suspicion of racial harassment because he quoted Winston Churchill in a speech. And it just struck me how far his own society, the society that produced this individual, has so very much believed in the kind of self-reliance that started the Boy Scout movement, has come so far from this one individual's perspective that
so
they
what would
have
get,
arrested this man.
What would get someone arrested for advocating the self-reliance that comes in the manual? That
what did he do that was a arrestable offense these days?
He was very open about his position on Christianity as being a superior cultural perspective.
No, he wouldn't be arrested. He'd be a Republican.
Right. What you said he would go. He would be in jail today. Why is that?
In this country, he would be in jail in Britain.
Why?
Oh, okay.
The example I have is that Paul Weston is a candidate for the European Parliament from Britain today, and today he was arrested on the charge with suspicion of a racial harassment because he quoted Winston Churchill in a public speech.
So what was the Churchill quote here? I mean, Churchill's got some doozies there, not to mention sodomy and the lash.
Churchill isn't exactly the best example to quote, but the particular passage he quoted a book that Winston Churchill wrote called The River War, in which it was an autobiography kind of for Winston Churchill. He was writing about his experiences during the River War in the Middle East, and he was in the book. He was sharing his perspective on the culture that was Muslims in his day, and because he quoted him precisely in a speech, someone was offended and called the police, and so this candidate was arrested immediately after the speech.
And you're saying you believe that the founder of the Boy Scouts would have been in similar trouble? For what reason?
For having the position that his Anglo-Christian culture was superior and should be emulated. That was actually in the preface of the book.
Well, I certainly don't agree that his culture is superior over anybody else's, but I also don't think he should go to jail for that.
I don't think we would know whether a culture is superior over another unless they're allowed to flourish and compete.
Well, and everybody has different values, though, too. So just because, you know, some cultures are more technically advanced doesn't mean that a culture that has an appreciation for nature is less
ultimately
valuable.
They're scarce resources, and one's going to win out over another.
Hey, thanks, Crichton, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Things certainly have changed over time. 855-450-4. That's 855-450-3733. We'll continue more on e-cigarettes plus Jenny Ray's Game of the Week. Come up.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You may bring up anything that you want. We've been talking about e-cigarettes, the founder of the Boy Scouts. We were just all over the place because you can bring up anything toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Still to come, Johnny Ray's Game of the Week. And you can also join us on Skype via username lrn.fm. You can also join us in real life for an entire week of broadcasting and fun in the woods, the Porcupine Freedom Festival, coming up June 22nd through the 29th. We are less than 2 months away from this amazing event in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. It's a place called Rogers Campground. It's where it's been held for the last several years, and there were, last year, over 1,500 people attending at the Porcupine Freedom Festival over the entire week. It's an absolute blast to be around people who actually get it when it comes to the ideas of freedom. This is a bit of a taste of what things could be like in the future if you make the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. You can be around a group of liberty-minded people pretty much as much as you want. You can live with other people who love the ideas of freedom, as many of us do here in New Hampshire, who have moved as part of the Free State Project. So the Porcupine Freedom Festival is a way for you to experience the level of community that we have here around all around the year. The reason why the three of us are in the studio together tonight is because of the Free State Project. This is their premier yearly summertime camping event. You don't want to miss it. If you're not into camping, you can probably maybe find a hotel room still, but you might have to be a ways away from the campgrounds. It's my understanding that most of the hotels are close to selling out at this point. But tickets are still available for the Porcupine Freedom Festival. We will see you there. We're broadcasting live every night. Again, June 22nd through the 29th. Go to porkfest.com to learn more and get booked. That's porkfest, porkfest.com. We go to the phones here. Lot is on the line in Indiana, listening to WIMS. Hello, Lot.
Hello, hello, namaste.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I'm a first-time listener, and
welcome.
I see the name of the show is, well, thank you. The name of the show is Free Talk, and I'm a free thinker. And I was wondering on your guys' possibility, you know, seeing if this was possible, but having to where we take the separation that we have of ourselves, such as Americans, Mexicans, Africans, whatever the label is, take that label away. We all recognize that we are all one, and from there, we all have food, shelter, clothing, free energy, I mean free sustaining energy, a sense of income, if you will, for the things in which we will give back to society, because I think that in this realm, we'll be able to change the educational system, which will then make people grow into a sense of where they will be able to want to give back to the community. So the more they give, the more, I guess, essentially you will be able to obtain, but you won't have to own anything because there's no reason for ownership.
Okay, so I like the first part of what you said, where we can break down the barriers, these false barriers that divide people into groups that are completely unnecessary, like nation states, for instance, or race, the idea that we're anything different than just, you know, we're just human beings. That's all. I think that's really important. I like that idea. And I like the idea that everybody's one and that we're all part of this giant organism known as the universe. And we're all inherently connected together, you know, sort of at a quantum level. I'm into that stuff. I like that. But free energy, it's going to take some time to get to free energy. That's going to require some scientific and technological advancements. I think that, you know, maybe we could get to that point.
The free
market
is going to provide this. At some point, we're going to have 3D printers that can create solar power panels for everybody. You'll have less of the lack and want that currently exists today.
Mm-hmm.
People will be able to buy more with less. But oftentimes, what we're talking about to get to, oftentimes when I hear people talking like this, they're talking about a forced redistribution of wealth. They're not talking about the free market actually innovating into this.
Yeah, I don't want to see force involved. I like the idea of people getting along, and I like the idea of, you know, a futuristic society with more leisure time and fewer abuses and things like that, and I like a lot of those concepts. I just don't think force should be involved. And I don't know if you heard of the Venus Project, Lot.
No, I haven't. That'll be something that I would like to look into.
It sounds like something that it would be up your alley. I don't agree with it at all, because the Venus Project is the idea of this group of people who get together and live in these sort of concentrically designed cities that will be overseen by some sort of supercomputer that will determine how all the world's resources will be allocated to various different places. And it sounds very, very futuristic, and the idea would be that, oh, well, you know, all the work in life would mostly be done by machines at that point, and so therefore everybody will just be able to make art and music and things like that and just spend their whole day relaxing, and it just sounds like a wonderful vision. But the thing is, I don't agree that a centralized authority can decide things like that. I like to see decentralization. And secondly, the question really comes down to, when you talk to somebody like a Venus Project advocate, is what if I don't want to opt in? What if I'm interested in doing my own thing?
That's my question, the world is full of a-holes. And my question is, in your world, and I like what you, like Ian, I like what you've said, in your world, what do we do with a-holes?
Simple. Okay, so in the way that I can perceive it, love ultimately wins. So if we are able to love one another rather than to, you know, hate, if we can accept love, and I believe if the circumstances are all changed through the education system, through the where, because right now currently we work in a slot where you're just meant to fill in a slot. That's it. It doesn't matter what you want to do. It doesn't
matter.
You mean
in the education system?
Well, no. In as an occupation,
work situation.
Well, no, but that starts in kindergarten. Now that starts in the pre-K education system. Lot, you're using a term that really kind of activates me, and that's education system. And I don't know what you mean there when you say education system. This a-hole that I'm talking about. Let's imagine I'm the a-hole, and I don't want to send my kid to your schools. I don't want to pay for your schools. What do you want to do with me?
I'm not going to make you pay for school.
Excellent.
I don't want you to pay for school, because school is something, education is something that ultimately deep down, each and every one of us, we want, we desire to have, we desire to obtain knowledge.
Agreed.
So if we 100%. Offer knowledge, if we offer knowledge in a way that, because each child ultimately learns a little bit differently, now we can classify each group as in, like, whether you're a visual learner, audio learner, hands-on learner. That's great. So you learn from where they want to go, so you alter a set of teaching, basic knowledge and stuff of where they want to go. So say this kid's interested in space. Well, you can learn history, you can learn mathematics, you can learn geometry, you can learn, you know, just language through whatever subject that interests the individual. Now, the individual is completely in charge. They have the opportunity to choose where they want to go. And where they want to go will ultimately teach them the basics and eventually advance them to a point where when they graduate from high school, you're looking at somebody who's got 12 years of experience doing something that they love to do. Now they are ready to contribute to society because it was free, and they have an opportunity to provide for the community. They're going to want to do that. You're going to want
now, I like, to now, it sounds like there's some mixed up concepts here, and maybe I just want to try to clarify what you're saying, make sure I'm understanding where you're coming from, Lot. I like the idea that a student can discern their or can decide their own curriculum, their own path. They can study the things they want to study. They can study them as long or as short of a time as they want to study them to the depth, to the level of depth that they want to study them. That makes sense to me. But if you want to study something under an expert, that expert's probably going to want to get compensated for their time. So if I want to go and I want to learn some sort of, you know, chemical engineering or whatever, there might be an individual who knows more than me that I would want to tutor underneath, and that person might be wanting to be compensated because otherwise they could be doing other things. Are you saying that teachers should be volunteers, that they shouldn't get paid?
Not at all. What I would have to say that the individuals who would be teaching, okay, if this was, see, this is all based, you're looking at a concept all based off a monetary system. Now, yes, unfortunately, we need a monetary system, but if you get down to the basics and the simples of everything, man made money. So man is.
All right, I want to come back. This is pretty important stuff here, Lot. Hang on, we'll bring you back. I want to get more of his vision for what he thinks things should be like in the future. This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here in the remaining moments coming up.
Angioprim can unclog blocked arteries and improve blood flow in all parts of your body. Angioprim is oral chelation. Easy, simple, liquid oral chelation. You take it with juice before breakfast and forget about it. Angioprim works fast, unlike old-fashioned chelation that takes hours. Just log on to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim, A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M, angioprim.com. Angioprim users say they have more energy, more strength, more endurance. Increased circulation and blood flow will make all your body parts work better. Log on to angioprim.com to get more information on how you can get started and start feeling better, having fun, and doing more again. Lots more. Talk to a trained Angioprim consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221. Or log on for complete information. Angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Find out how Angioprim can work for you. Get the facts about Angioprim at Angioprim.com.
Gentlemen, in search of a million-dollar smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention, then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Text GCN Live to 22828 or click on the banner at GCNLive.com. Enter by May 15th. You'll qualify to win a 6-month supply of storable food from MyPatriotSupply.com. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to proflowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, proflowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's proflowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything in these remaining moments. There's enough time for you with your call and thoughts here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Skype into the show, username lrn.fm. With you tonight in studio, Ian here.
John Henry.
And Mark.
That's the first time we've done that.
You're right. That's true. I introduced you guys earlier in the show. We'll get into John Henry's game of the week here in a moment, but we've actually got Lot on the line and want to get back to his vision for the future and kind of try to figure out what exactly it is. We'll also want to invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. We do have listening options. You can stream us live through the website. You can also listen to our streams at any time. You'll hear the latest show 24 hours a day at listen.freetalklive.com. We've got over 145 radio stations coast to coast and beyond that carry the show at various times throughout the week. You can hear us on free-to-air satellite as well. Details on that are available at listen.freetalklive.com, plus our webcam, plus listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance and listen to us that way. So there's plenty of ways to get Free Talk Live into your ears. Lot is a first-time listener listening to WIMS in Michigan City, Indiana. And Lot, you're back on Free Talk Live. You've kind of discussed this vision for the future that you have, where people's divides are broken down, which I agree with that, at least that much of it, the idea of getting rid of nation states, getting rid of the idea of race, and just looking at people as human beings and as our brothers and sisters, and that we're all connected. I like that viewpoint, but things are getting a little bit more difficult to understand, and so that's why I wanted to kind of figure out exactly where you were coming from. You were talking about education should be free, it should be self-directed, that the individual should decide, you know, what their educational path is. I agree with, like, the idea of unschooling. I like the idea of getting people out of institutions and deciding for themselves these things. But you were just kind of getting into your answer as to, well, if education's free in your mind, how are people going to be compensated for their time in providing education to these people who are seeking it?
Well, see, now you talk about the monetary system, and that's something else that has to be reestablished. As of right now, we look at money as being something to possess. It's something that we created as individuals. Now, if you believe in the theory of that we're all as one, some, to an extent, could believe in a higher power. Some, there's religions out there, there's spiritualities out there. Now, they all claim individually to be one and the same, or to be the ultimate way. Well, if you alter that and you combine everything together, in a sense, because it's not a little bit of everything, but you change the perspective a little bit, and then adding into the having an education system, which is free, you now take a concept of where everybody's doing something that they love to do. Now, you find that there are people out there that are natural teachers. There are people that are natural leaders. There are people that are just, it's in their nature. It's
so are you saying that people should just give up the idea of money? I'm not real sure what you're saying here.
Well, what if...
Because money is just a way of transacting, you know, value. It's a store of, right. It's a way to transfer value from one person to another, kind of track the energy between given back and forth between people in a way that is easy to handle. That way we don't have to try to trade chickens for cows and, you know, pineapples or whatever. So money is just kind of a go-between for folks, a medium of exchange, if you will. And it's come out for, you know, it exists for a reason, to make humans more easily able to interact with one another. And it would be great if everybody just did what they wanted. But even if you're doing what you love, and a lot of people aren't in life, a lot of people do what they, you know, feel like they have to do. But even if everyone was doing what they love, still their time is valuable, and they can only allocate so much time to doing the things they love for the people that want them to do those things. And if, you know, if you're asking me to do something for you, Lot, and Mark, my co-host, is asking me to do something as well, and I don't have enough time to service both of you, I'm likely only going to be able to make one choice.
You need a way to allocate scarce resources.
Right, and money helps with that.
So here's my question to you then. Do you believe life is a gift?
I like the idea that life is a gift. I don't know, believe. Okay, I'll go so far as believe. I will not claim it as a fact.
Okay, so if life is the idea of a gift, because life is something that each individual takes as precious, because mm-hmm. you only have supposedly one life, so you need to cherish it. So how about the fact that you are alive will guarantee you enough monetary to support yourself? Now, remember that in this futuristic
world, would that happen? How would the fact that I'm sucking air
forced redistribution of wealth?
So we base the monetary system currently used to be based off of gold until the Federal Reserve removed it, and now it's based off of whatever they decide to say it's worth.
Death, okay, destruction, and threats.
Right.
We are all of this planet. So we belong to this planet. This is our home. So everything part of this home belongs to each and every individual equally. So if there's a million and a half tons of metric tons of gold that exist on this planet, we would break it down to every individual, every...
Who's we?
You know, just the culture.
Would this be the central, you know, administrator?
Well, gold's not valuable then,
we're not a government... Not a government as in, like,
just a mob of people. Gold is only valuable because it's scarce, because people want it. If you can no longer have it because somebody has decided to take it away and allocate it out to other folks, then it's no longer valuable for jewelry. It's only valuable as a medium of, like, for electronics and that kind of thing. Here's the question I have for you. You said that everybody gets to do the job they love. What's the worst job you've ever done?
None of it. Every experience I've had in my life, whether it's good or bad, I've enjoyed every moment of it.
That is beautiful. I was a roofer, and I did wash dishes. And I can tell you, both of those jobs really stunk.
I'd rather wash dishes over roofing.
I smashed my hands with the hammer several occasions as a roofer. And I'm sure there are some people that want to get on a roof in Florida in summer and put up shingles all day long. But I imagine that they want to take some time off, too. And so I think you're going to have a difficult time with the jobs that need to be done. You know, the plumbers probably don't want to play with poo unless they get paid $90 an hour.
Well, here's an idea, though, because we look at plumbing and we use plumbing to go in and we, you know, it does whatever chemicals we add to the water so it can be redispersed back to us as individuals that drink it. Well, how about this? There's natural plants out there that live in water that what you do is you just put the wastewater in with them. They eventually deteriorate all of the diseased infection that's within the water.
That's great, but it doesn't solve a clogged pipe. I mean, somebody's got to get called to
do the plants go in? Does this natural filtering system go in the house? Do I get to still use the bathroom in my home, or do I have to go out and find my natural pool that we've built into the yard someplace, or do we still get yards? Or is this all in big housing complex where we have the natural pool built in every four units and it spins around on inside each unit every quarter hour?
It sounds like a lot of central control.
It's a lot of central control.
And I think what you're going to find, Lot, is that doesn't work. And I wish we had more time to talk to you about it.
You could call in tomorrow,
Lot. But anytime you want to talk about, you know, a vision for the future, I'm happy to continue continue the discussion, and I appreciate that you listen to Free Talk Live, and hopefully we'll hear from you again. Thanks for the call tonight. Johnny Ray's Game of the Week. What is it? Because you've actually been without a Game of the Week, having been playing Hearthstone, I believe, your most recent Game of the Week, fairly steadily for the last couple weeks.
Yeah, I have been, and that's what I've... Hearthstone is what I've been playing most of this week. I'm not so proud of that.
Why?
But...
Well, what's wrong with you? You're into a game. You can't put it down. What's wrong with that?
That's a good question. I mean, just feel like
your productivity.
It's just, Hearthstone is just a particular kind of specialized numbers management, and if you learn how to do that well, what have you learned? And there's some lore attached to it. It's
usually you don't learn anything from playing a video game. It's just a way to pass hours. It's an entertaining thing to do.
It can be an exercise for your brain for some people. Mm-hmm. For me, I never engage myself enough for it to be strenuous.
You're too smart for Hearthstone.
I wish that was the reason. No, if by smart you mean lazy, then yes, I'm too smart.
All right, so cut to the chase. What's the new game of the week?
I've been playing a game called Shattered Planet on my Android device.
What is it?
It's from Execution Labs. It's a roguelike game. It's a science fiction setting. You play as a clone, and the clone ultimately dies, and then you are reborn, and you are able to use some of what you have collected, in your travels to boost your stats a little bit and buy a new piece of gear, and then you go back to it, and you're exploring these planets. You'll get in this teleporter and go, and it drops you down onto a grid, a procedurally generated set of maps that are made on grids. And it's got kind of a combination of real time and turn based almost. You can move around freely, but each step you move, say you're moving five steps because it's all gridded out, the enemies on there, they're going to move five steps in a random direction.
I wish we had more time. Let's talk more about it next week. Shattered Planet, the new game of the week from Johnny Ray. We'll get more details on it for you next week. This has been Free Talk Live. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Geico presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance. First off, my name is Daryl. Second, this is no motorcycle. This monster is 1,100 cc's of raw internal combustion power.
Feel the ground shake!
Now, I know what you're thinking. Where's this science teacher's logical attitude that goes with his sensible sneakers? Well, Mr. Rains on my parade, I saved a bunch on motorcycle insurance with Geico. Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got some young minds that need molding. Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference one cup at a time. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer you a free pound of BuzzBox coffee. It's organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade grown, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Try the best of the best for free. Just cover shipping. 10% of future purchases go toward helping us give the gift of human freedom around the globe with at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.